guess, right? I was starting learning tonight a little bit about the Seedos Shabbos that we eat at the three different times during Shabbos. The Torah tells us in Shabbos that Kufiyot Cheres will follow. A person is Mekayim, there are three Sudos on Shabbos. The person is going to be saved from three Puranios, three tragedies, and three issues that are going to go on in the world. Chevla Mashiach will be saved, Mechevla Mashiach. If you remember Friday night, we have a reference to that, Mechevla Mashiach. Yitzolo Lirvacha will be saved Medina Shal Gehenim from the Dinam of Gehenim, and Mimelchemez Gog Umago will be saved from the whatever is going to take place at the Melchemez Gog Umago. And the Gemara quotes different psukim. Mechevlo Shal Mashiach, it says by Shabbos Hayom Lom Timsu Bazachas Yom Hashabbos, where Yom comes up a couple of times, and it says Ina Enofi Shalech Lachem. So there will be some connection between Shabbos and the Chevel Mashiach. Medina Shel Gehenim, it says again Yom, and it says over there Yom Evra Hayom. Milchem is Gog Gog, it says again Zochas Yom Shabbos. It says there B'Yom Bo Gog. Okay, and the Gemara says there's a positive source. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Mishum Rav Yosi. Well, the Ma'anig is the Shabbos. If a person is Ma'anig Shabbos, if he enjoys the Shabbos, which is done through having these Sudos of Shabbos, knows the Lord Nachala of the Limeit Sarm. When you give a person a Nachala, the Olam Hazan and Olam Haba, the Limeit Sarm, without any boundaries. An unbelievable thing. You want to quote the Pasuk, Achaticha, not Nachala, Yanka Bavicha. And the Gemara explains how we know from that Pasuk we get a Nachala. The Lee made sorry. The Gemara quotes, "Amar Rav called Ma'anigas the Shabbos Nosim Lo Mishalos Lee." Hashem gives whatever's heart and desires. The Gemara quotes the pasuk to that degree also. So one of the things you see from the Gemara is that. The Indian of the Sudo Shabbos has a tremendous power to it, has a tremendous. So if you look through that list of things, you're saved from the Chevel Mashiach, Dina Shel Gehenim, Mechemez Gog Umago, that by itself is pretty good. The Nachala B'li Meitzarim, unlimited amount of connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable star, that's pretty good. The last thing the Gemara says, Nostim on Mishalos Libo, whatever person's heart desires will be granted. If he's Mechayim, the Indian of the Sudos and Shabbos. A lot of good things, and that. Not worth it to pass up there, Kedaita, to invest a little bit, to be Mekayim, the Sudos and Shabbos. So obviously, when the Gemara says, Kol Mekayim, Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos, you're Zocha to these things. Mistama, what one would assume when you read that Gemara is that the idea that a person just sits down, washes, you know, puts a piece of challah in his mouth, sits up in his dorm room, has potato chips, you know, whatever he might, you know, do over the course of the Suda Shabbos, that alone is probably not totally sufficient to be able to, you know, to be zoked to all of those brachas. Mistama to a little bit of those brachas, if you do the basics of the mitzvah. The Gemara speaks about the Kayim, the Shalosh Sudos on Shabbos. The Shama, that means there's something a person is supposed to be Mekayim, the person is supposed to fulfill and do during the course of those Sudos. So we're going to try to talk quickly about what that is. Some of the thoughts about what's so special about the Sudos of Shabbos Kodesh. Now, we know that the one of the Shalakal brings in the section of the Shalakal, the Masechet Shabbos, the Shalakal brings in the name of the Sefer called Kenfei Yonah, and the three Sudos that we have on Shabbos are Keneged, correspond and which that phrase means corresponds. It means that a person who wants to keep the Suda Shabbos properly is supposed to be thinking about his connection to and relating to the three Avos HaKadoshim that Klal Yisrael had. Another three Avos, of course, of Rom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a couple of threes that we're going to speak about tonight. But the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes something very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes, and there are some others who are chalek on this, but this is generally what's accepted. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes that the order of the avos that we relate to and think about and try to connect to during the course of the Suda Shabbos is Yitzchak, Avram, and then Yaakov. Yitzchak Avinu is the first one that appears to us on Leil Shabbos on Friday and Friday. Yitzchak, Avram, and then on Yaakov. Now, without explaining what that means exactly, because we talk about as we go along up until my time, we know that the Ariza was Masakin. These are things in the Siddur, the things in Benching and in the Benchers that we all read. The Ariza was Masakin that there's an introductory sort of zem, that there are zmiros, an introductory thing that a person is meant to say, to sing. Everyone does it a little bit differently. That the person is meant to say before he begins his Suda on Shabbos, and then on the Daf Shel Shulchan we say during the middle of the Suda, but the first thing we say before, and then a person is meant to make a declaration. A person is meant to say out loud, okay, what the goal and focus of that Suda that the person is having is. So for example, on Friday night a person says, Askinu Sudasta de Mehemenusa. I'm going to be Mesakein, I'm going to organize, make a Suda for the Mehemenusa, for the trusted one, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shleimus HaChedva Sodemach HaKadisha. I'm going to have a perfect Chedva, a perfect rejoicing for the king. Askinu Sudasta de Malka. I want to organize, I want to make a Suda, the Vod, the Melech of the world. And then those phrases are all the different meals on Shabbos. But then we say these lines that refer back to various deeper concepts. We're not going to speak at all of them, certainly not tonight. But I'm going to begin with one of them. Dohi sudasa dechakal tapuch and kadisha. This, the Friday night meal, dohi sudasa, this is the meal of something that's called the chakal tapuch and kadisha, the orchard of the holy apples. And invited along with it is something called the Ze'er Anpin, the little face, and the Akik Atika Kedisha, and the old holy man, Asyam Nasada Bahadeh. They're all going to come to be soed, to enjoy the Suda along Bahadeh, along with him, along with this concept called the Chakal Tapuchin Kedisha. Now, and if you look by the Suda in the morning, the invitation is given a little differently. This is the Suda of the Atika Kadisha, and then by the Shal Shudas Tarn, that's the Suda of the Ze'er Anpin. Now, which are just words for us right now that have no real meaning to them. Again, I mean, maybe they have a lot of meaning to them, I have no idea. But Mistama, Mistama, not, for good reason, they don't have that much, they don't have that much meaning for us yet. So now let's speak a little bit about what that means on certain simple kinds of levels for us to to understand, to have something to think about. The Suda on Friday night, as the Gemara explains, there the three Sudos help us free ourselves and avoid three things that are going to be taking place as history goes on: the Chevli Mashiach, okay, and the Dina Shel Gehenim, and of course the Melchemes Gog Umagog. So Friday night, the order that the Gemara speaks about is the order of what the Sudos do. The three things that a person gets saved from correspond to his kiyum of the three Sudos that a person has on Shabbos. On Friday night, the Schus of that Suda on Friday night is enables a person to be freed from something called the Chevli Mashiach. And again, like we pointed out before, when a person is, if you start to get familiar with some of the themes and concepts of what we do in life, so we notice, we actually speak about that and all of that, right? So in one of these miros that you speak about, like we said before, what's this called? Maididos something, Maididos Pasei. So we make a comment that Mechevli Mashiach Yisrael Lervacha, we're going to be saved. We're going to be saved smoothly, expansively from the Mechevli Mashiach. And then we say Kedusenu Satzmiach Nas Yagon VeAnocha. We ask Hashem to sprout out the Geula, the Pidyon that we have. Nas Yagon VeAnocha. All sadness and sorrow should run away. Okay. But the reason why we're singing about Mechevli Mashiach Yisrael Lervacha, we should be saved from the Mechevli Mashiach, is because this is the suda that a person is able to achieve, that schus of being saved from that chevli mashiach. Now, we know the chevli mashiach is a period of time where the world is in a transition. We're going from life in the world that we know it as of now, life in a world that is certainly less than perfect, life in a world that can be very, very challenging for a person to live in, and life in a world where our clarity of emuna is something that's quite lacking. Again, it's not easy for a person to be a clear, strong maimon in a world that we don't always see and experience the Ribono Shel Olam easily. It's hard. And then, of course, we know there's going to be a period of time that's going to be the Emos HaMashiach, right? Where it's going to be Adarav, very, very clear. Even before we get to the actual Achris HaYamim time, the Emos HaMashiach, when there's a Melech B'Yisrael, back to the base of Mikdash, when there's no Shiva Malchios anymore, and the entire world realizes, hey, Hashem Hu Elokim, etc. So much, much easier for us to be able to realize that we're back on top and how special Klal Yisrael is. Both in this world and where we're headed to in the world to come. And the period of transition between the rough times and the great times of that clarity, that's what we call the Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And just like when a baby is born, so there's the period before the birth and there's the period after he's born, but that whole little thing about being born, there are Chevli later, there are pangs and trials that a woman has to go through in childbirth. So the world is going to go through that similar concept until we're able to come into the period of that, that actual Yemos HaMashiach. And the same way, it's something that's traumatic and difficult and painful to walk through that transition. But the same thing is going to be when a person is being born. But the Chevli Mashiach is also going to be something that is going to be difficult and trying, and very, very a tricky period of time. The Marsha points out in one place that we always go through a period of extreme darkness right before all the light is going to be able to come about. If a person stays up, late at night, you notice that one of the darkest times during the night is definitely right before the Amar HaShachar. There's a rough time that the world is going to go through. Not just in terms of tzaros and things like that, but rough times in terms of our muna, in terms of our dveikas and connection to Hashem. It's not by accident that the world that we live in today presents even more challenges to our religious life in Torah than we ever had before. We're living through a time where the Chevli Mashiach are brewing. We're getting very, very close to those things, as all the Gedolei Yisrael pointed out. And Davka, during the period we're living now, it's very hard to be able to maintain any real sense of a focus and being connected to things that are meaningful. That tour guide, the lady from that Machon Eilon, had said to me afterwards, she said, it was a very interesting comment. She said, part of the amazing thing that the Imam was able to keep this secret for years, this whole thing was going on. And so she made a comment that, I don't know if this thing was going today, no one would be down there on Instagrams and other things, their friends, who can keep anything private, who can keep anything secret, today in today's world. No one has any life or anything that's real or deep to them. A lot of challenges that we have. Now, along comes someone that was known as Yitzhak Avinu. And Yitzhak Avinu was a person who we know exemplified the Midah of Gevura, the Midah of inner strength, the Midah that says a person can withstand and overcome challenges, that a person has the ability to be able to be stronger than all the things that are trying to pull him away and trying to bring him down, and say, I'm going to be misgabbered over over everything. And when a person is victorious in his fight against the all the different forces that are trying to bring him down, and the person can look at himself in the mirror and say, you know, I'm actually very, very happy with himself. You know, smile, laugh, and say, oh, Givaldik, I'm having one. And we find by Yitzhak, not only is his name Yitzhak, in the Lashon of Tzchok, of laughter, but we also find by Yitzhak Avinu, we find many, sorry, not many, but a few psukim that speak about, you know, that idea. When Avraham Avinu was told he was going to have a, you know, a child like that, Tzchok, Asa, Eloki, Asa, Elokim, Kol Shemeya, Yitzchak, everyone is going to laugh at such an idea. So sometimes, again, when we do things that we think are impossible, that the outcome is different than we think about a joke. And when you laugh at a joke, what's funny about a joke, right, for a psychological joke, what's funny about a joke is that there's something happened or something was said that you weren't anticipating. Like it was just like a cute, you know, like you weren't expecting that. And that was funny because somebody catches the attention. Avraham Avinu says, at 99 years old, they're going to have a baby. It's not supposed to be like that. Everyone's going to laugh. That's a crazy thing. Like, you see, wow. Like in Mamish happened in a way that really shouldn't have happened. And when Klal Yisrael or any individual is able to be mezgaber over all the challenges that person has in life, that's it. Tzchok asili Elokim. A person has the right to laugh and smile, be happy, with a happy kind of, and say, oh, Mamish, I did what so many other people don't do and accomplish what really so hard is not an assumed, you know, outcome of what we'd have expected and anticipated from things in this world. So the Suda Leil Shabbos comes along and tells us like this. The Suda Leil Shabbos is a bridge. Meaning this, a couple of minutes ago, a person was living his life in the Sheishes Yemei HaMaisa. A person was living his life in a mundane, you know, kind of a way, a worldly kind of a way. Shabbos begins and a person enters into a realm that's Me'ein Olam Habas, enters into a realm that's filled with Kedusha and filled with sanctity and holiness that's mamish unparalleled in this world. But that person now has to make a transition. The person has to be able to go from being the guy who was, you know, hanging out in Yerushalayim eating pizza and doing other stuff in the afternoon to now being in a world that's Kodesh Kadashim. So the first thing that a person does on the Leil Shabbos when he sits down to his avoda on Shabbos, he says, I need now to tap into the midah of Yitzhak Avinu, like the Shlok Kadosh. That's the first one of the avos that we connect to on Shabbos. The midah of Gevura, to be able to say, I can leave all of the things behind that I had during the week, and I can live my life today on a plane of Kedusha, on a higher level and it was there from before. And I'm going to sit down and have an elaborate, lavish kind of a meal. And if I was sitting at, you know, who knows what restaurant it was on, you know, Tuesday night, you know, just having all, you know, all the delicacies, and that might have been just, you know, a total, like, lowly kind of an experience. Like they're an animalistic experience, and somehow or another tonight I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be able to, through this very, very special mitzvah of eating and enjoying myself on Shabbos, that's going to be an act of Kiddusha, that I make a Kiddush and I'm a Kaddish on what I'm doing right now. But the person that needs an extra degree of Gevura to be able to actually accomplish such a thing. The midah, like we said, of Tzolk, to be able to laugh at us, oh, Gevaldik, when a person does that, like the Gemara says, he's nitzol me chevli Mashiach. That person is given an extra koach to be able to live through and be saved from a lot of the trials that are there at the world's transitional period during the chevli Mashiach. We also know that there are a couple other threes that are relevant to us. We know, as an example, that there are three chelkei tshuva. The Rambam speaks about the Rosh Hashanah tshuva list of the words. Three basics of tshuva. A person has to have harata, he has to have we had like a whole Shabbos at tshuva at the beginning of the year. The three chelkei tshuva. Harata, you have to have
zivas
achid and a kabbalah. Very good, right? So the first thing a person does on the Friday night, the tshuva, that element of tshuva that the person is meant to do, is the midah of karata. So the person says to himself, listen, you know, maybe I had a kvaldik a week this week, and certainly Baruch Hashem, the first week of Abizman, it was probably better this week than it's been in the past. But we're all challenged during the Sheishes of Mayamai, so we're all just people living life, you know, in this world. But a person says, you know what, Shabbos comes and I want to be a person of Malchus. I want to be a person that's elevated, that's high, that's amazing and great. And the person that says a little tinge of a charat inside that says, you know, I really would have liked to have done better. I really want, like, this world that I'm living in now, not the world that I've been in the past, you know, in the past 6 days. And the result of that, just the result, but the forum that a person does that, it is something what we were saying in this Zemra de Rizal, Kakel, Tapuchin, Kadisha. A field, an orchard, is a place that has a lot of different potential to it. I mean, a field is an empty piece of dirt, and dirt by itself is pretty dirty and pretty dry and pretty nothing. But somehow or another, if a person puts, you know, seeds and other kinds of things inside the dirt, you water the dirt, you have unbelievable things that can come out of it, that can come out of a field, potential, a forum, a stage that's there to have a lot of growth and a lot of potential come out of it. And the Rizal teaches us with this phrase, tapuchin kadishin, are things that, food, apples, that are enjoyable things, they taste good, you know, they're nice, they're fun, but they're different kinds of enjoyments, different kinds of pleasures that a person has. Some of the pleasures are not so great, and some of the pleasures can be tapuchin kadishin, can be holy apples that are there. They can be geschmack, nice, enjoyable things, nature's candy, like that, apples and fruits that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, and they can be tapuchin kadishin also. Friday night, we say, if I want to be able to live in this elevated world, to bridge myself from the Sheishes Me'amaisa of Olam Hazeh to the Yemosa Mashiach, and live through those Chevli Mashiach, and be able to be a person who can overcome and withstand, what I want to be able now to enjoy are the tapuchin kadishin. An hour ago, on Friday afternoon, in the past 6 days, they might have been just apples. All of a sudden now, I'm going to take the things, my food, my drink, my whatever I'm having, and like you said, and sanctify, elevate, and make it something, you know, very, very special and beautiful to enable us to use those things as a real, you know, as a real way to attach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the theme of what's there on the Friday night and the Friday night meal. Now, of course, just saying very, very quickly, because we somewhere we're supposed to have stopped already. But just to end very, very quickly, that's part of the idea that we spoke about in the past, that Friday night is a zecher to the Maaseh Bereishis. When we speak about, again, just say the words very b'kitzur, because we're all familiar with the ideas by now, but the idea that we have a time to remember the Maaseh Bereishis. There was a tachlis, a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He gave us a world and put us in this world in Olam Hazeh for a reason. There are challenges, there are difficulties, but Hashem put you in this world, this Maaseh Bereishis, to say, I know that you can take this and use this, and takabi, very special, reach a goal, use it to be able to get to that tachlis. And that's what we're commemorating, is that tachlis, is that purpose that was there in the Maaseh Bereishis. A lot of times we speak about tachlis, we speak about the idea that there is an end goal to what that end zone, that purpose, that tachlis is going to be achieved in. That's when a person looks through these mirot on Friday night in particular. There are many, many things that are spoken about that talk about the binyan of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, all those kinds of things that are there. Again, just to, you know, take a look through you know, these mirrors and the tefillos that we have on Friday nights. And the idea behind all of that, Yibon HaMikdash, Rachim Mechazdecha, Mikdash Sheikh Tuv, and all these mirrors that the Kadmonim had sung to Hashem on Friday nights, are the ideas of saying that we want to be able to live in this Chakal Tabuchan condition, this orchard. And we know when the Yitzhak Avinu smelled, when he walked in, when the Yaakov walked in, he smelled Reach Biniki Reach Hasadash. Yitzhak Avinu had this a connection. He could smell and sniff out Kedusha and all the potential that was there in the world. So Friday nights, we come along and say, yeah, there's a lot of potential, there's a lot of things that can grow, there's a proof and can end, there's a basin make, there's a path, there's a purpose, that we're all here to be able to bridge ourselves into Be'ezer Hashem, through the avodah that we have in the world that we live. So let's stop now, and then Mir Tashem will continue.